To begin this reflective practice, just take a few minutes to settle in. Allowing yourself to really come home to the body in this moment and the points of contact between body and the supports beneath you, the chair cushions, the floor. And maybe taking one or two conscious breaths longer than your usual, so that you can allow the natural relaxation response of the parasympathetic nervous system to support you in this moment. So from this place of resting in your inner resources for calming and ease and spaciousness, we want to begin a reflection that invites clarifying some of the ways that context might be impacting our way of being in relationship to that with which we come into contact as we move through the world and engage with others, especially in challenging times. And by context, we're pointing toward the interrelated conditions in which something exists or occurs. So the interrelated, embedded circumstances surrounding environment or conditions that impact, in this case, how it is that we perceive some input of energy or some stimuli, how it is that we are tempted to react. We're really opening up that aperture so that we can begin to really deepen our awareness of the embedded nature of the mind, the socially embedded nature of what we are often given to think of as our separate, atomized, and isolated brain, just sort of on its own processing things. This practice is inviting us to become more intimate with our own minds functioning, our brains, habits, patterns, and conditions. But we are also given to appreciate then how it is that what we consider our own personal habits are always embedded in a broader, larger world and context. And so bringing mindfulness to this context can also really assist us in deepening our ability to navigate more skillfully that which we encounter in the world. So here again, we want to invite bringing something to mind that will have a bit of a charge around it, some momentary remembrance of an event, a circumstance, a comment, which led to a strong reaction on your part. So a time when you felt yourself becoming kind of angry or sad, whatever that reaction might be, the invitation is to recall it in this moment as much as possible. And once again, really titrating or selecting a moment that has some charge, but maybe not the greatest, most difficult moment that might be brought to bear here. We're just wanting to give ourselves something real to practice with, but something that keeps us within our window of tolerance. Last week, we looked a little bit at how our experience of reactions to the things that trigger us may have underneath them just a little bit of a subtle push of feeling tone that can lead to clinging or grasping. Perhaps before clinging, we just sort of tend to kind of want to hold on to the things that feel good, push away the things that don't. And with concentration or intensification, those temptations toward grasping or pushing away can ultimately lead to clinging and unhealthy, unwholesome attachments, or as we push away, it can lead to aversion, unhealthy or unwholesome resistance, even hatred. And of course, ignorance and delusion can flow as well from just sort of feeling neutral about the things that we encounter. And so for today, we want to look at a bit more about how the context within which we experience contact may be a part of what influences just how we react. And as we become more aware of these different contributions to our reactivity, our reactions, the things that psychologists sometimes refer to as those emotional triggers, we become more aware of the context surrounding those, we can perhaps deepen again our ability to move with skillfulness in ways that maximize clarity, maximize more skillfully responding. So really just reflecting in this moment, simply opening up and thinking about this one instance that's come to mind for you, where you remember feeling a sort of a strong charge of reactivity. And the invitation is to invite reflection on what aspects of the context, the situation in which you found yourself, might have impacted just how you were in relationship to that contact, that information, that message, that comment. So recall exactly where you were as best you can. Recall the time of day. Recall perhaps those with whom you had been in some conversation, whether about this incident or otherwise, in the moments, minutes, or even days or weeks leading up to this contact that caused such a strong reaction. So pause and think, what social relationships might be a part of the context that influenced how you perceived what caused this reactive moment for you? How might your social relationships or a particular relationship, a particular conversation you may have had with someone, how might that be impacting how it is that you are receiving, perceiving this incident, event, the trigger incident that we're looking at here? So just allow yourself for a few moments to really reflect on the social relationships that may have had impact. Another way of thinking about context is to really just think about, again, where you were in terms of your geolocation, your physical location, whether in that moment you felt safe, at ease, resourced, whether you even frankly had enough to eat or enough water to feel hydrated, whether you'd gotten enough sleep or have been able to get enough sleep in the days surrounding this incident. So now we're pointing to different factors of the external to internal dynamics that may be just a part of how it is that we receive information, process it, respond. And as we think about the different contextual elements, we might think of another dimension. What kind of background knowledge or lack of knowledge might you have been carrying into this moment of interaction, engagement, contact? Again, I'm just inviting a few reflections, and you can think of your own. Really pause and open up that aperture, open up a window into seeing what more there is to see about how surrounding circumstances, environment, conditions might have been just an important part, maybe subtle part, maybe an underappreciated or underacknowledged part of how you came to perceive what it is that you found yourself in bare contact with. You heard the words, you interpreted them, perceived them in a certain way. For example, you saw someone do something, you interpreted or perceived it in a certain way. What are some of the contextual factors that contributed to just how you perceived and then were tempted to react in these strong ways to what you saw, heard, came into contact with? And just as we are opening this door to understanding our own reactivity a bit more, the invitation is to notice that these same kinds of questions could be brought to bear on a reflection about the reactivity of other human beings with whom we've come into contact in these challenging and trying days. Just as we are, in a certain sense, creatures of an embedded world in which we move, a context that is often is not unrecognized, underappreciated, the same is true for others. So as we engage in this reflective practice, examining context and its implications for how we are in the world, perhaps we are able to open up just a little bit more to the reality that all of us find ourselves embedded in a world that's constantly impinging upon us. And in that sense, all of us are always already being impacted by more than is obvious. For me, this can open the door to greater patience, greater willingness to be curious in response to that which can be confounding or perturbing, disturbing. And so I wanted you to think about how a reflection on context, how it impacts you, and how turning that inquiry outward and considering how we're all embedded in the world, and in that sense, perhaps maybe due for a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt when we hear folks saying things that we disagree with, or otherwise, when we otherwise encounter things that really might call for a bit more of spacious inquiry before we make a decision, discern what to make of that which we encounter. So thank you for taking these minutes into a period of reflective practice. I want you to now take a deep breath as you're willing and relax, release these inquiry questions. And when and as you're ready, perhaps just letting go of the deeper levels of the inquiry, but surfacing insight, observations, and then giving yourself a few moments to journal some of what's come up for you in the space of this inquiry. Thanks so much. And when and as you're ready, take a deep releasing breath and toggle on over for a meditation to support you in continuing an inquiry around context and how to free ourselves, even as we acknowledge and immerse in the contexts that shape our lives.